was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
About maybe the Wisconsin-Nebraska game getting canceled. Yeah, apparently in the Big Ten, if this happens, it's not a forfeit, it's a no contest. And you can't make it up. There's nowhere on the calendar to put it. We'll see. Right now, the news, Graham Mertz did test positive the second time, so he's out 3 weeks. And the other one who tested positive, Chase Wolf, don't have the second bit of information, the second test back yet, so I don't know. Again, not canceled yet, but that's the speculation out there. I sure hope that's not the case. Anyways, here's the guesting. What a wild environment. Here's the guesting today. Brett Ciancia with Pick 6 previews. That's the bottom of this hour. Top of hour number two, Blake Ruffino. So from Pennsylvania down to Louisiana, Blake Ruffino. And Josh Newberg in Tampa a little later. Hour number three, 615-844-5600. Twitter at Billis King. You can email billisking7@gmail.com. Yeah, that LSU-Auburn game is interesting, to say the least. LSU, are they starting to catch stride a little bit? Now, I don't think they're a threat at all in the SEC West this year. It's just not their year. Too many replacement parts for them. They've got talent, just too much new stuff. Can we use that kind of language here on the show? Too many new items for them. But maybe they are getting in a little bit of a flow here, and they're playing Auburn, a team that there's two angles on Auburn. One, they're very lucky to be 3-2, and the other is, well, scoreboard says they're 3-2. However it happened, that's the record, and they're pulling games out somehow. You could say, well, Bill, it would be probably real good officiating for them, let's say. Or you could say poor officiating the other way. But LSU is favored on the road at Jordan-Hare by 3. That's the number I'm looking at this morning. That is the CBS game, in case you're wondering. In case you're setting up your TV viewing schedule, that's the 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern time matchup. Yeah, that game's interesting. TJ Finley, true freshman quarterback, had a very good game in his debut, South Carolina game. Joe Milton had a very good game in his debut for Michigan. He's not a true freshman, but he's a young quarterback. Both these guys are big 6'5", built like tight ends, but play quarterback. And one game, both look very good. Texas, Oklahoma State. You looked at that yet? Oklahoma State would seem like, at least for the moment, the Big 12's only chance at a playoff slot. And I don't think they're going to be able to hold up. They're 4-0 right now. In the Texas matchup, they're favored by, 3.5. 3.5. and the game is in Stillwater. Yeah, circle that one. Is Texas still mired in what are we going to do when it's time to sing Eyes of Texas? Is that where we're still at there? Got to tell you, Texas is a highly fractured, highly political. It's a tough place, man. Every year for the last, 200 years? I'm embellishing, obviously. We're told how good they should be. Yeah, Texas is right. Well, it never seems to come to fruition. Now, they had that stretch between 05 and 09. That was a really good run. Vince Young, Colt McCoy. Won a natty, played in another. That's a good run. But everybody talks about Texas like that's their entire history. It's not. It's not at all. Texas could win from now until the end of this century and not have Alabama's history, not have Alabama's resume. But, again, the Hook'em dudes go to Stillwater and they're a dog. About a 3.5-point dog. Knock the mullet out. And, look, we'll talk about the Big 12 because I like watching them, but I don't think there'll be much conversation about which playoff slot somebody in that league will fill. I don't see it. And I really don't see it right now, but I give it a little time. We'll keep the door ajar. Looking at that Wisconsin-Nebraska game, we've already talked about that. Gosh, I hope they play that. Notre Dame-Georgia Tech. So if you are in the ATL, and you want to see some ball, Notre Dame, Georgia Tech. Notre Dame's favored by 19. That is an ABC game, network TV. ABC. Fighting Irish coming off their best performance, the Pitt game on the road, dominating 45-3. You could say, well, Bill, that was Pitt. I get it. It still was a good performance, though. Clemson game is a week from Saturday. That is a report card game. I think more so for Notre Dame than Clemson. We already know what we get in Clemson. We get a national championship contender pretty much every year. That's what you get in Clemson. A team that either is in the conversation for the Natty or a team that wins it. That's where we're at with them. That's about as good as you can get. Every year. How does Notre Dame stack up against them? Notre Dame plays these big games like this, like the Georgia game twice, Clemson, years back Florida State, plays the regular season games against these teams well. It's when it's the postseason they don't hold up at all. Alabama game, Clemson game, etc. A couple of years ago, wasn't the playoffs, Fiesta Bowl, Ohio State. One-sided game. Regular season, these games are close. Do or die, they're not close. I'd like to see them, if they got to the playoffs, in a game that looked like it was a game instead of a blowout. We'll see. But the regular season matchup might be first of two. Between those two in the ACC. Might well be. That Memphis-Cincinnati game's, I think, nationally underrated. Cincinnati's favored by 6.5. New coach in Memphis is Ryan Silverfield. He was the O-line guy there. And recruited to 615, actually. Good dude. And so far, doing a good job. After Norvell and after Fuente, he's doing a very good job. Georgia goes to Kentucky. Georgia had a Saturday off after the Alabama game. Dogs favored by 14. Sparty and Michigan, not a lot of luster in that one because of Sparty. Sparty's bad. Yeah, real bad. They've still got this listed as Michigan State favored by 24. That's obviously backwards. That's I don't know why they don't fix that on this site, but they haven't. Now, Michigan is the heavy favorite in this one, without debate. Couple of others here. Clemson, Boston College. Clemson favored by 31.5. BC's 4-2. Coach Halfley has done a good job there. Year one for him. Was there not long, but was at Ohio State prior, among other stops. He is supposed to be, following his career, one of the next hot shot coaches. We'll see if it plays out. A lot of people have him labeled that way, though. Yeah, lots of people think that he is one of the, if you're talking about the next wave of coaches, he's in that list. RW, Brock Westphal, big Wisconsin fan, says, Bill, I am enraged at the insane Corona Bro 21-day suspension period. It's senseless, Bill. Corona Bro tax for having a season, perhaps? Corona Bro revenge, Bill? Most worrisome was inability to generate Neanderthal against non-fighting Loveys. That'd be Lovey Smith, Illinois. In case you need a translation. This is a golden opportunity, Bill, for Frosty. We must Neanderthal. Yeah, he started that a while back, and I love that term, Neanderthal. That is lighting up and smash-mouthing. Now, the game against Illinois was more about Graham Mertz, his emergence, and how well they looked in the passing game. Running game, no Jonathan Taylor, no Monty Ball. They don't have the if the next running back is there, I don't know which one it is. Now, they're solid there, but do they have the next just absolute stud? I don't know about that. I don't see it. Let's put it that way. Josh up in London. Bill, Louisiana is going to get slammed again with a Cat 2 hurricane. Seems like, Bill, the seventh storm they've had this year, right? It does seem like every other week we're talking about this. And Blake will be with us. Ruffino in about 45 minutes. We'll talk to him about it. Walter, big Nebraska fan. Bill, I'd like to give Kevin Warren the one finger salute for not having any wiggle room. You know what? RW just brought it up, and I think it's a legit point. When the Big Ten begrudgingly, meaning the front office, Corona Bros, relented and said we'll play, and they did not want to do this, folks. They wanted to crash the whole thing by starting it themselves. Don't lose track of the truth, everybody. Big Ten had no plans to play and were very happy. Now, I'm not talking about the head coaches and the players. I'm talking about the front office suits. They were very content and settled and happy with no ball. Begrudgingly, because everybody else was cranking back up, but the Pac-12, but we don't even count the Pac-12. And under pressure of lawsuits and can we look under the hood here some? We think this is some funny business going on. That threat got them up off their butts and back into play. But RW is on to something, and I don't think it's an original thought, no, but they put these guidelines in there so stringent. Not in the name of follow the science. It's in the name of follow the Corona Bros. We're going to make it so hard. If you test positive, good luck. And that's what they've done here. Hopefully it's not something that takes the whole league. Could that have been the nefarious behind-the-scenes plans? Oh, God, yes, it could be. Now, again, I love the players, love the coaches. They're doing their jobs. That is not where my angst is pointed here. It's don't ever trust the Big Ten leadership again. That's the lesson here. Thank God we're on the field, at least for now. Don't trust them. Just saying. Just saying. Florida and Missouri. Let me see if I can search this out real quick. Gator Mike is requesting. I'm perusing. There's some of the same games. Oh, there's Ole Miss Vanderbilt coming to the 615. Baby Kiff is coming to the 615. Ole Miss is favored, by the way, in that one by 16. Where are you at? There's Alabama favored by 31.5. Penn State getting 11 at home. Florida favored by 13.5 against Missouri. So there you go. That's the one I've got here. Arkansas A&M underrated too as a fun game to watch. TAMU favored by 12.5. All right, got to get the break. Bottom of the hour, Brett Ciancia. Pick six previews. Coming right back. Omni, Nashville, Hotel.
Good morning. Just a few minutes left on that minor wreck at 9th and Cass Street. That's North Nashville. It's building pretty good now down 65 southbound through Madison as you come past Briley Parkway coming through Mount Juliet right now. All that traffic flow leaving Wilson County into Davidson County has increased quite a bit on 40 going west. Celebrate autumn this year at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest now through November 1st. You still got time. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Nashville's premier steakhouse is Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House was the first to bring A5 Wagyu beef to Music City. With a wine list to complement any meal, Bob's Steak and Chop House now has limited summer hours and seating. With the backdrop of Music City, call ahead and reserve your spot on the patio. Bob's Steak and Chop House, now with new limited summer hours and seating. Nashville's premier steakhouse, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown Music City.
This is Jim Renitz, CEO of InsBank. InsBank has been proudly helping Middle Tennessee businesses, people we consider friends. InsBank is a true local bank built by and for Nashville business leaders, a place where clients' best interests come first, a place where you have access to local decision makers, and a place where you receive the personalized service you deserve. It's because we are a different kind of bank that knows what makes sense for you and your business. Come visit us at our Green Hills or Brentwood office or online at InsBankTN.com. Your bank, your partner. Get to know InsBank, where genuine matters.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the app store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
That is so true. That is an accurate portrayal of me. Don't add more, even though they're going to add more. But unfortunately, they will add more. All of you expansionists, like I've said for a long time, you're going to get your way. You're going to get expansion. I'd be surprised if we get to the end of this contract, which is 6 years in length left before they expand. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, the Big Ten is a clown show. We used to say Notre Dame should join a conference. Now we are begging to go independent. It is. Now it's a strong clown show. Yeah, they get it's a popular league. I love watching the Big Ten. But it's the number two league. The number one league is easily the SEC. After that, number two is clearly the Big Ten. You can debate the others. I put ACC, Big 12. You can fight it out there. ACC's got Clemson, though. Big 12 doesn't. Pac-12 is just floating in the Pacific somewhere aimlessly. That's the Pac-12, unfortunately. One more here, and then we'll get a call. Bill, Vandenboom is no stiff. He's talking about Danny Vandenboom. He is listed as the fourth team QB, but as of this moment, he is perhaps the starting QB. Says he has been in the program for 3 years, smart and has some athleticism. Says, never, ever underestimate Wisconsin character. We have the defense. With Neanderthal, we can get through this. Yeah, before I get the call, on Tuesday, you can just tell. Measure the media, everybody. The media covering that story. And it wasn't really the Corona Bro Five, the starting five. But it was some of the Big Ten media. But they were all, the momentum of getting that game canceled had a lot of people excited. Meeting the media. Yeah, they were getting a little happy. Hey, I hear that the Wisconsin-Nebraska game might be canceled. Sources are telling us. Sources, not specific, but just sources are saying, uh-oh. And remember, here's the best news, everybody, for the Corona Bros. If that game doesn't get played, it doesn't get played. They don't have a slot to go put that. If you miss it, it's gone. It's not retrievable. They set this thing up very, very precisely. Did they not? Wow. Armageddon, what's up?
Bill, happy hump day.
Yes, I don't look at it that way because I enjoy every day. But if that's what you think, that's good.
Now, Bill, you were talking about somebody giving somebody a one-finger salute, right, earlier?
I think that was a tweet, right? I believe, yes. I think that was in a tweet.
January 24, 2017, Bill.
That was you post-Arkansas game.
The one-finger salute, Bill, made me infamous.
Yeah.
Infamous.
People were pulling it up. Jim in Jupiter found a picture. He had it all over Twitter. You were famous. Absolutely.
Bill, I wanted to tell you a little bit more about the goings-on around the football game between the Hokies and the Deacs, if I could.
Give us some information. You and your brother went to the Wake Virginia Tech game, and the Clawfence beat the Hokies. I did not think that was going to happen.
Now, I met John Curry before the game, Bill, and I met Dave Clawson after.
John Curry for everybody, former Tennessee AD, current Wake Forest AD. He was the AD during the whole mess where Tennessee was trying to find a coach. And they'd fired Butch Jones, and they went through about 200 coaches. They interviewed like 300 coaches. He got run somewhere in the process.
You know, Bill, it doesn't, you know, Wake Forest isn't going to get talked about a lot. They're a small school, kind of like Vanderbilt. But if you're honest about it, Dave Clawson's done a heck of a job with that football team.
He has. No, that is true. There's a very finite limit to what you can get done there. We know that in football. But I think he's maxing it about as almost as well as you can do it. I believe that.
I mean, they're winning, you know, 5 to 7, 8 games every year.
Chance to go to a bowl game. I mean, that's getting it done there.
Big Bro's happy with him. That's important.
He was also the claw offense, was at Tennessee, hired that last year under Philip Fulmer. Fulmer hired him to run the offense and maybe someday take over at Tennessee if everything worked out and it didn't last a year. They all got run. But he's fixed his career since then. And maybe all that wasn't his fault anyways. He walked into a very tough situation. But however it's happened, his resume has prettied up. He's done a good job.
Bill, I was looking at – when you were going through the lines, I was looking at the lines on all the SEC games this week. And this is why I don't bet. But I kind of like the underdogs in most of the games.
Well, I'll ask Brad about that because he'll have all the data on
that
Friday.
Ole Miss, interestingly, Bill, that Ole Miss from the opening line, I saw that Ole Miss Vanderbilt line has dropped from 18 to 16. People
and bet
putting
down
money
some.
On puppy vests.
Yep. Well, we'll see. Bottom of the hour break here, Armageddon. Talk to you soon, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Jim and Jupiter, and then I'll get the break. Brett Ciancia coming up. Bill, the Corona Bros have not gone away in the Big Ten. They have set the league up for failure with its rules. Oh, and we knew it at the time. Yeah, we knew it at the time. And maybe their plans are right now coming to fruition with this Nebraska, Wisconsin. Hopefully they don't cancel it, but I can tell you, on Tuesday, that's where the media was trying to go with it, for sure. Take the break here, and then we'll go up to PA, Pennsylvania. Brett Ciancia, he has Pick Six previews. You got to follow him. He's very, very good. College football aficionado, does a lot of homework, works around the clock at it. That's why we have him on Wednesdays to talk college football with us here on the show. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic increase quite a bit, actually, in the last 10, 15 minutes out here on I-40 coming through Mount Juliet. They're working on an accident. 24 westbound. It's between Haywood Lane and Harding Place. This just happened in the last few minutes out here on 24 westbound. Traffic starting to pick up also on 65 down through Madison. Celebrate autumn this year at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest now through November 1st. You got time. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Saunier, executive producer of WNSR, and I'm here reminding you that Bongo Job at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the best place to start your day in the Music City. Their new limited summer hours and menu is simply the best in town. From burritos to smoothies, plus the new biscuit sandwiches and croissants, Bongo Java has you covered. Located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown, they're open from 7 to 11 a.m. And make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Brett Ciancia, Pick Six Previews, joins us Wednesdays. Always good to have him here, Brett. You're in Pennsylvania. That's your home. Penn State preparing for the Ohio State game after the IU conclusion. What is their state of mind, if you were to guess?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Bill. The Penn Staters, they're pretty frustrated. I mean, if you watch that game, they outgained Indiana by, I think, 250 to 300 yards, missed a bunch of field goals, left a lot of points on the field, and statistically really dominated, but come up with the loss. And, you know, none of that matters if you don't get the W. And they're pretty frustrated. I think the general consensus is that they love Franklin as a program builder, as a recruiter. You know, as a face of the program, he really accelerated their bounce back after the sanctions. All of that said, he's leaving some W's on the field, you know, this Saturday against Indiana, but then also the Ohio State game in 2018. There were some clock management issues in other games in 2019. So they're starting to see a trend that way with game management. So, yeah, it's just a crazy loss when you think about it, and people are pretty upset.
What did you think about the last play, Michael Penix, and the review and all that?
That was just an absolute athletic play. I mean, if you watch that and you see him start to scramble, you see there's not much green. There's not much turf there. And he somehow grinds out 3 yards, but, you know, by exactly 3 yards. No more inches than that. Just super athletic. But really, the big storyline is that Franklin really could have kneeled the ball or had the player go down before the end zone and really run that clock down. I did the math on it. I think mathematically they get down under 8 seconds, or even further if they stall on those delays. So on those delayed knees. So just one of those things where the extra touchdown actually hurt them. So. I don't know. It's just crazy. Yeah, but that last play, that'll be a great freeze frame, him stretching that ball to the pylon.
If you take the two teams, Buckeyes and Knits, where are the advantages and disadvantages?
Well, I think the best matchup position by position is going to be Ohio State's receivers versus Penn State's D-backs. And I know Indiana scored a lot of points, but a lot of that, Michael Penix struggled through the air against the secondary, and a lot of that was tight coverage. I think the secondary is pretty solid for Penn State. And you started to see a glimpse of the Ohio State receivers against Nebraska, just wide open, great routes, great play design by Ryan Day. They were just always wide open, and credit Fields, too, for putting it on them, super accurate. So I think that matchup is going to be big. You know, I want to see, you know, how Penn State's offensive line holds up. That's historically been their limiting group the last decade, and we'll see if Ohio State's pass rush can get after it. So, no, I'm super excited for this one. I think Penn State's better than that 0-1 record you would see. We'll see if Ohio State can establish more of a run game. They didn't run the ball against Nebraska, but they were unstoppable through the air.
We were just talking about this. There's some talk that the Wisconsin-Nebraska game doesn't get played. I hope that's not the case. They're down to their fourth-team quarterback. We know that, Danny Vandenboom, Wisconsin. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I'll tell you, with this series, this Nebraska-Wisconsin, I've actually been at it live twice. One of them was 2014 up in the snow in Camp Randall. And I'll tell you, it just doesn't matter who the quarterback is for Wisconsin in this series because they're able to run the ball down Nebraska, you know, down their defense nonstop. And that game I mentioned, that was Melvin Gordon broke the NCAA rushing record. He went for 408 yards. He broke LaDainian Tomlinson's record. So, and then think of that Big Ten title game in 2012. I think they were on their third stringer that year, too, with Bart Houston. Again, it doesn't matter who was a quarterback. They ran the ball for 70 points on Bo Pelini's defense. So until I see Nebraska really hunker down and limit their run game, I don't care who's a quarterback, honestly. And obviously the bigger storyline, I feel terrible for Graham Mertz and all the players that are testing positive and just awful news because he came out and looked incredible in his debut, 21 for 22. 95% completion rate, just incredible. So feel bad for all of those, but in terms of this game, I gotta see it before I believe it with Nebraska's defense against their running attack.
I'll equip a Bob on Twitter. Ask Brett if he thinks Penn State has a better chance against the Buckeyes without Franklin coaching.
Well, yeah, if it comes down to a last second or a fourth down call late in the game, the track record has been against Franklin. But I guess the bigger storyline is credit him for getting him that close. It's pretty tough to compete with Ohio State on a program level. And what Franklin's been able to do, he elevated the recruiting level. He's bringing in some star players and gets them close. Now it's just getting them over the hump. One last thing with Franklin, I think the sentiment across the state is that one quote really stands out, and it's upset some people, that quote about, hey, we're good, we're not elite, we're not like Ohio State, we're not elite. I think that rubbed some people the wrong way. It kind of was right in his own recruit's face and his own player's face saying they weren't elite. So, yeah, there's some hot and cold there throughout the state, and we'll see.
Georgia had last Saturday off. They get back at it against Kentucky. You think they've got that Alabama game now in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, for sure. They needed a bye week big time. Anytime you can get a bye week after playing one of these powerhouse teams like a Clemson or an Alabama or an Ohio State, it's huge. You see that Clemson effect, they call it, where the second week right after a game, you come out flat. So it's great to get a bye there for Georgia. Hopefully get their quarterbacks, up to speed again and move on from that loss. I think Kentucky will be a great bounce-back game for them. Kentucky's offense really getting limited. Just freaky box scores when you look at it. 140 yards they were held to against Missouri. So I think Georgia's defense clamps down, and they get an old-fashioned Georgia W here.
How do you measure up the Notre Dame win at Pitt so convincingly?
I think it's huge. Coming into this, we talked. We said that a great position matchup will be Notre Dame's offensive line against Pitt's D-line. Pitt came in leading the nation in sacks, leading the nation in tackles for loss, just creating a lot of havoc behind the line of scrimmage. And then you look over, it's a blowout. Very dominant performance. I think it was Notre Dame's best performance of the year. And coming at a time, they're getting close to Clemson here a couple weeks to go. It looks like Notre Dame's peaking, and that might be a big one. I think, this is the opportunity that Notre Dame looks for every few years to really return to the national stage. They had that with the Bush push back in 05. They were in the national title game in 2012, the playoff in 18. They had that Clemson rain game in 2015. Again, these were all top five matchups. They haven't gotten a W yet, but they want that opportunity. They're going to get it again, another chance to prove themselves.
Brett Ciancia with us. Michigan's debut, Joe Milton at quarterback, lines of scrimmage physical. After the block kick and the score pretty much dominating by Michigan at Minnesota. I thought that would be a tight game. It wasn't. But the flip side, and I hear from the fans all the time about this, everybody gets all huffy and puffy about Michigan, then they disappoint. How are you measuring them right now after one game?
Yeah, they had the top game grade of the week, according to my game grader formula. Statistically, really dominant, especially against a tough opponent, an opponent that was ranked coming in. So credit to Jim Harbaugh. I think you know, a lot of times with the media, people love to dump on Jim Harbaugh. But, hey, we got to be able to give him credit, too, when he does something great. And Joe Milton looked the part in his first start. This is his, remember, this is his hand-picked quarterback. This has to be the guy he hits on. As the quarterback whisperer, he's missed on a few. This really has to be his guy, and he looked fine. I mean, he looked strong. He was a good runner, you know, sharp passer. So that might be the guy to really fix that offense. You know, one game at a time. I think that it's going to be them, Penn State, and Ohio State really competing for the conference. So we'll see. But, yeah, they aced their first test. A chance to beat up on Michigan State, I think, in a transition year there for Sparty. And we'll see if they can start stacking impressive wins on each other and, you know, back up that great debut.
Arkansas and the Aggies. Arkansas, to me, the surprise team of the year so far. Very steady, sturdy football team. Toughness abounds on that team. Not overly talented, as we know. Aggies are starting to hit a stride, too, though.
Yeah, so one thing with Texas A&M, I was looking over at their schedule, and I think they'll be favored the whole way out. And yeah. I know that's crazy to say, but a lot of these matchups you thought would have been tougher, like an LSU or an Auburn or even a Tennessee, they're looking more manageable now. So looking at this thing, Arkansas might be one of the tougher games left. Now, I think that if this had come off of the Alabama game or off the Florida game, it could have been a potential trap for A&M. But I think they're going to be laser-focused coming off that bye. This is a series that's always tight, though. I remember last year, one of Arkansas's worst teams in their program history. This game was a one-score game, and it came down to a big defensive play by A&M to really seal it. So this series, it's always tight, and I agree with you. What Sam Pittman's doing there in such quick time turnaround, incredible. And Barry Odom, the great coordinator hire there. So kudos to them. I feel happy for Arkansas fans. They deserve better than what they had the last 3 years. So that'll be a good one. But I think A&M will get the win.
Does the Jalen Waddle unfortunate news change your outlook on Alabama at all?
Not really, and that's the scary part when you look at their receiver core. Now, obviously, Jalen Waddle, I had him penciled in at the top of my Biletnikoff list. I mean, he was looking like the best receiver in the country. He looked like the actual trophy, the way that he went up and grabbed the ball over two guys. I think that's the same pose on that hardware. So, plus his just extra level of speed, it was just like he was playing on his own plane. So, I mean, I feel terrible for that kid losing that opportunity. For you know, an All-American type season. But really, when you look at this thing for Alabama, Devontae Smith, Mechie, and you know what? We know there's probably five other of those guys just waiting in the wings. You always see it with a program, with a recruiting program like Alabama. So it gives a, you know, a next man up. It gives an opportunity to another, you know, I'm sure a five-star and a future NFLer. And, you know, it doesn't come at a time where they have a massive opponent. They can kind of, you know, build a couple weeks here. So, I think it's terrible news, but I think Alabama should be fine.
I don't know where Alabama loses in the regular season. I just don't see the team. Do you?
Yeah, I don't either, because they've already been through a lot of their hurdles. I mean, they've been through the Georgia game. They've been through A&M. And just like I said, with A&M's schedule, the same thing applies to Bama, where, okay, LSU, Auburn, a lot of these, you know, typical thorns in Bama's side and tough games, they're looking weak, so, or weaker than expected. So, yeah, I agree with you. They're far and away the number one team right now in the conference, should roll. And, that, you know, Alabama's not a team that, you know, has a track game. That's not a thing. Saban doesn't beat himself. So it would take an extraordinary effort to beat them in the regular season. I don't see it happening. So we'll see.
Let you run on this. Oklahoma State sitting there undefeated. Texas travels there. Oklahoma State is probably the Big 12's only chance at a playoff slot, you would think, at least as of right now. What's going on in that game? What do you see?
Yeah, I think they're definitely on upset alert. I would not take Texas lightly. You know, we know their offense can score. We know Sam Ellinger, he's – proven. We know exactly what we have with him, a tough runner, but actually a sharp passer, too. He's more accurate than people give him credit. So I think their offense has some firepower. Now, it'll be the real storyline is if Texas's defense can show up. I mean, some weeks they play to that five-star billing that they all have. And remember, they're all great recruits, great raw talents. But some weeks they just have total meltdowns and collapse. So it's kind of a scary game for Oklahoma State because you know the opponent with Texas, you know they have that underlying blue-chip talent. And with teams like that, like a USC or a Florida State, if they piece it together for one Saturday, they can beat anyone. You just saw Florida State do it against UNC, and you know Florida State have been brutal all season, but sometimes that five-star and four-star power rises up and gets an upset victory. So look out for Texas. That's definitely a trap game and a tough game here.
Tell everybody how they can get Pick 6 Previews.
Thanks. Yeah, so it's on Twitter, at Pick 6 Previews and pick6previews.com. But, it's daily. It's almost hourly at this point, mid-season here on Twitter. So, it's a great media to get my my tweets, my opinions, my stats, my analytics, all that out to the public. So, Pick 6 Previews on Twitter.
Awesome stuff, sir. See you next week.
See you, Bill. Enjoy.
There you go. Brett Ciancia, top of the hour, Blake Ruffino. So from Pennsylvania down to Louisiana. Blake's always a what's the popular mainstream media? Treasure trove of information. I hate borrowing that term. Ugh. But I just did it. Coming right back. Presented by on this Wednesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They've got this crash to the side here on 24 westbound at Haywood Lane. We're looking at it, and so is everybody else as they drive by. Again, there's just so much traffic volume in this area here on 24 westbound. As it is coming past Haywood Lane, you're able to get by the wreck. Just be aware that it's sitting here. 24 east at OHB's. You come in from Jolton. They're reporting a wreck there. Hey, celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, you got time. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Third-ranked Ohio State is 34-3 on the road since 2012 and have won 6 consecutive Big Ten road games and 14 straight Big Ten games overall. The Buckeyes are a 12-point road favorite at Beavers Stadium in Happy Valley against Penn State. The total, 64. Notre Dame has won 11 consecutive games, the nation's longest winning streak. They're a 20-point road favorite at Georgia Tech. Carolina Panthers head coach Matt Rhule is hopeful that Christian McCaffrey can return from his high ankle sprain. Panthers Thursday night hosting the Falcons as 2.5-point favorites with a total of 49. I'm Mike Sennett with your Action Update from the Vegas Stats and Information Network at vsin.com.
Want to talk to you about the folks at Doobie Orthopedics, and I know that you're going to sit there and go, Plaz, what do you know about that? And the truth of it is, not much until about a year ago, right about now. I ended up with some really bad shoulder and neck problems, and I had no idea where to turn. A friend of mine suggested Doobie Orthopedics, and you know what? That friend was dead on right. I find out now they've got over 30,000 customers. There's a reason for that. They are really good at what they do. I ended up choosing the Hermitage location, but they have locations all over town. Frist Boulevard was where I was, with a phone number of 391-4545. I got the individual one-on-one attention that I needed. They set up a plan, and you know what? The plan worked to perfection. I highly recommend Doobie Orthopedics.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers and heavy rain, high 67. Heavy rain tonight, low 64. Showers likely tomorrow, high 74. And a chance of showers tomorrow night, low 44. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The home of commitments and other stuff.
The Bill King Show.
On Twitter at Bill is King. Aliquippa Bob. What's up, Bob?
Good morning, Bill. You know, it's interesting that you brought up this subject about Franklin, because I had planned to call this morning to talk about the Ohio State-Penn State and Franklin's effect on that game. And, you know, Bill, Brett hit it right on the money. I feel very flat about Penn State. You know, Bill, every year we go through this with Franklin. You know, the 4th-and-5 call against Ohio State. You look back at the Kentucky game and the bowl game, 4th-and-4. He goes and kicks a field goal with you know, a couple minutes left in the game. You're down by 4. It just goes on and on and on. And, you know, Bill, excuse me, you know, I'm appreciative of what Franklin has done for the program. He develops talent. You know, I always hear about this great disparity of talent between Ohio State and Penn State, and I agree, there is some. But I'll also point out to you that we should have beat them 2 out of the previous 3 years. You know, we had them. We had the lead late in the game. You know, we were up by 12 and by 8 in you know, the fourth quarter in both those games, and we lost. And so when I look at Franklin, he's a good developer of talent. He's a good recruiter. He's a good PR guy. But from the coaching standpoint, Bill, I got to be honest with you. When I'm sitting there watching games, I actually sit there and think, what move is he going to make that's going to cost us a game today? And I oftentimes look at coaches and I'll say, could this guy go in and come up with a game plan where I'm going to be able to call somebody or call my friends or talk to my friends and say, you know, Franklin, I'll coach somebody. And I don't ever remember being able to do that with him, Bill. And so, you know, coming into this Ohio State game, you know, I watched him against Nebraska, Bill. And, you know, I root for Ohio State outside of conference. I mean, I'm going to tell you that, even though they've beaten us, you know, 3 of the last 4. But I look at their running backs, and I don't see anything special there. And that cost them last year against Clemson. And I'm looking at their linebackers. And unless I missed something last week, I didn't think their linebackers were all that special either. And I think those are two areas that of weakness for Ohio State. You know, if you can isolate Ohio State and force them into being one-dimensional with the passing game, I think you might have a shot. But then I sit back and I think, can Franklin do this? And it's like, nope, forget it. We're going to lose by 11, 12, 15, whatever. So it's interesting that you had this topic on this morning with Brent Ciancia. I just want to know what you think about my comments.
Well, yeah, I've known James a long time, as you know. Well, since the Vanderbilt days, so a while. And he is a really good builder. He's a good rah-rah guy. He's a very good salesperson, too. He's got all that. I think the question is he a maintainer? And can he take it to a level and keep it there? And that's a little choppy right now. I think we're all seeing it's up and down a bit, and that's where the discomfort comes with James. Go ahead.
You know, Bill, this year he hired Scirocco, and right. I was thrilled because I thought, okay, finally we're going to get somebody on offense that's going to be able to override him and guide him, that has a lot of experience and is going to keep him out of these situations that he was in, you know, at the end of the Indiana game. And I'm not taking anything away from Indiana. Look, you guys, Tom Allen coached us the entire game, Bill, the entire game plan. He had a brilliant game plan. He ran blitz the linebacker every play at the line of scrimmage. He plugged the gaps. He knew Penn State speed was gone, which, by the way, we lost Noah Cain for the season in addition to Journey Brown. But he knew it was going to be tough for Penn State to turn the corner. So he clogged everything in the middle. Wouldn't allow us to run the ball. But Franklin, he doesn't have that capability, Bill, to adjust during the game. and say, okay, we got to get the ball to the perimeter more, or we have to do this more, we have to do that more. He doesn't know how to attack things. And this is one of my main complaints with coaches who don't serve as a coordinator, either a defensive coordinator or an offensive coordinator, and they go straight from a position coach to be a head coach. I think you have to be a coordinator so that you can go and look at a game film and say, okay, I need to do this specifically to beat this team. You know, we're outmanned here, or we're out-talented here. But here's what we're going to do to try to.
Hey, Bob, there's the music. We're getting booted, but yeah, right, we'll talk about it. Yeah, man, we'll talk about it. Aliquippa, Bob. Blake Ruffino down to Louisiana. How many times does he come on with us? And my first question is, what's the latest on the hurricane? And then we talk football. Yeah, we get a hurricane update and then football. I guess it'll be the same here. Top of the hour coming up. Obviously.